Welcome to State of the Arts, Julia.
Hi. Hello, hello.
Tell us your story, because I think it's the coolest thing that you're part of this project and that you're a student and that you're doing this. Tell us more.
So I graduated from UTEP 2014 and their 100th anniversary. And Adriana was one of my professors. She and some other professors, Adriana and Becky, they were some of the professors that influenced a lot of my career now, bringing back Chicano theater and plays in Spanish and just encouraging the Mexican students that are right out there at the border, the international students, the people that had something to say, to say it. And from there, just kind of like finding my voice, they helped me out so much to do this. I left UTEP. I left to find a job in theater, which I'm glad I did. And I went to work in assist direct for regional theaters around the country. And then this time when they put the call that we're looking for submissions for the play, when it was going to be in person, I put a play, this is called Gisela. Unfortunately, because of COVID happening, the play was too long. And the play was in Spanish as well, and we had to find a way to adapt to this new format, which is radio theater. So I just found myself looking to all my inspirations and looking at these little stories that I have had on my head. And I had this one, El Toro y la Niña, which is inspirations from going into road trips in Mexico and passing through like Nayarit, passing through Chihuahua, seeing all this land and massive land with livestock in it. And just remembering as a kid in these road trips, passing by power lines and thinking, well, those look like bulls. Those were some of my inspirations. And also going to Las Víboras, Durango, where my family had some ranchito there, and going and visiting. I was happy to put a shout out there to one of my aunts that passed away, Doña Chefina. If you heard her, it's from her. So it was kind of like mixing all these inspirations that I had from my childhood into this story.
What about that transition, right? Because you thought it's going to be on the stage, and guess what? We're on the radio. We're doing it. We've done it. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you so much.
But that process in your head, I mean, what did that do for you as the playwright?
First of all, it's like, how do you translate actors doing things with their bodies into doing it with their voices and thinking about like Shakespeare and a lot of plays that are very accessible because they just say the things like, for example, oh, that's your house. I wanted to incorporate lines like that, like, oh, why is your house so small? That giving the audience just, they're giving them the setting. And I mean, it's nothing new. It's Shakespeare does it all the time. And just going back to even like the Greeks do it, just puts you in that setting. And also simple language that conveys maybe a lot of emotion. Hopefully I achieved it.
You have a lot of Spanish in here. And, you know, when working with Spanish, it takes more words to say one little thing, but you did it.
I really love doing Spanish theater in the United States. Sometimes we find ourselves isolated artistically over here. We may find so many work opportunities. We may find markets. We may find so many other things. But for example, to go and see live theater in your areas, in your language, things are starting to bubble up in the United States with that included, which it was one of my inspirations. Like if I'm putting characters that are supposedly be speaking in Spanish, well, I'm going to integrate as much as I can. And that just meant putting a lot of slang and putting a lot of words that are very traditionally just spoken in the ranchos or spoken in the border and little things like that, that make it feel like I made this piece for people from Chihuahua, El Paso, like ranchos around.
Well, I, for one, I mean, appreciate you claiming your space and utilizing it in your art.
I mean, it's where I'm from. It's the words that I listened. And I think it's like in the ears of the people around that we are around in the border. And it's what I am. It's who I am. And I had to put it there.
Well, thank you for sharing who you are and your words with us. Today, my guest has been playwright Julia Rosa Sosa, who wrote El Toro y la Niña. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you so much for giving us the space.